Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, Hawkeye Nation, football is back in swing. And, well, the Big Ten wasn't part of it. This is Joe Hugan, and I cannot believe we are already in football season. Football did begin for the Big 12, ACC, and soon-to-be SEC coming here shortly next week. But the Big 10, well, they were behind closed doors this week, just deciding on when and if they could participate. Looks like they are going to be doing just that, and, well, weird that they did it behind closed doors during football Saturday, but kind of predicted that it would be that way anyways, just because, well, you get to kind of hide behind football itself while you're not playing football. Kind of strange to think of it that way, but hopefully we will be seeing something soon here. They said that they'd be deciding a vote based on new medical information and trying to sort all that out. Obviously, it's been a storm the last few weeks with Dr. Sebastianelli, the Penn State doctor who came out and said, what, some 30 to 35% of the COVID-related patients, or athletes rather, that were confirmed had some form of myocarditis, the heart condition. Well, as you know, that has been completely discredited, and, well, seemingly, the piece of information that was placed upon the Big Ten shoulders as a main reason for not competing this fall, well, that kind of washed away. With that, we have other medical professionals from around the country in the Big 12, ACC, and others that have suggested that it's completely fine to play. That is kind of the main focus on what they're going to be deciding come, well, hopefully today, Monday, September 14th, but it looks like it could even be into tomorrow. Wouldn't be such a big deal, but the longer that they delay this, the longer it puts it into October. Right now, we're looking at an 8-game season, which could still have playoff potential, but with 8 games instead of 10 or 9, it really does hurt the chances of the eye test for these Big Ten teams to be in the top spots for the college playoff. Now, certainly there's going to be teams like Ohio State itching to play, but I've already seen today that two of their best players, see if I can find them here, two of their best players have already declared that they are not going to be playing this year, which is a huge blow and something that I've seen was going to be happening quite often. I mean, these guys are not going to be playing, especially when they're putting themselves at risk or a perceived risk, and it kind of mitigates a lot of that by just saying, hey, I've already got an NFL stock, I've already have NFL draft type caliber that I don't need to play this season, that I can continue to lift weights, do conditioning, and hopefully be ready for the 2021 season. Well, that's great, and maybe could have been avoided. To me, it's kind of robbing not only, them of a potential championship for their respective teams, but also just college football in general. I hope this isn't a trend that continues to happen, but a lot of these players are, rightly so, looking out for themselves and not really looking at the program that gave them the opportunity to produce on the field. But with the indecision and, not being decisive on when a Big Ten start date would be. You really can't blame a lot of these players. I mean, they didn't even know until this weekend if there was going to be a season at all. Now, it does look like there is going to be a season. Dan Patrick came out this morning and suggested that there wasn't a huge consensus of Big Ten teams. Now, I've seen conflicting reports out there, but certainly he's got to be one of the best ones out there, as he did predict the August 11th, ripcord of the Big Ten season, and did so a couple weeks beforehand. So his track record's pretty good. But others suggested that, well, there is some cohesiveness between the Big Ten teams. Now, Michigan and Michigan State, probably the two big components to the solution or detriment of the Big Ten starting, were basically saying they didn't want to. That Michigan, specifically, their president, being a physician, stated that he just didn't feel comfortable. Yet, we weren't giving any specific reasons as to why. You know, what were the main, you know, catalyst for him to come to that conclusion? Well, certainly we think that the results of the Penn State review, which was discredited already, that had to be a major factor, one would think anyways. Well, with that out of the way, you know, where's this transparency? Where do we know this information is coming from? A lot of medical professionals apparently were presented on Saturday while the rest of college football was rolling on, and they didn't really come to a decision yet. They're waiting to take a vote and hopefully start college football on October 17th. Now, the initial start date for that was going to be maybe October 10th. It just doesn't look like that's going to happen. That would have been significant because, as I said before, it would have been a great start to allow for more games to be played. Every week we delay is just another week we miss of Big Ten college football. I don't know. A lot of these teams have been preparing and are ready already. I already screwed this podcast up. God damn it.